Good morning. The show doesn't stop and the interviews don't either.
Yes, because...
You go. You take it. Take it away, Ben.
We're talking to Ben from Monster of Men. Hi, good morning.
Morning, boys. Morning.
How are you feeling this fine Thursday?
Very, very good, thank you. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out there in Christchurch.
Yeah, it looks like it. The weather's really been hitting its heyday today.
Ah.
In its prime. There you go.
All right, yeah, okay. Let me look out the window longingly.
And you brought in not one, but two plants today. One of which is for my lovely co-host Ben over here, and one of which for the studio. Do you want to tell us about them in whatever order you feel fitting?
Yeah, sure. So I bought a spider plant in for Ben.
This is such a...
Just because spider plants are the super easiest, and I know Ben's... just coming in at that beginner level, so we'll get him to take one home and see how he goes.
I'm going to cry. This is so much because I am being targeted on the show. But I deserve it.
Told us many stories of killing plots. I mean, it's not unjustified targeting, you know?
I've kind of gauged where you're at with the questions that you're asking. I've figured out what your level is.
I know nothing. So maybe I'll be able to keep it alive, but we'll see.
I have faith, Ben.
So there you go,
faith.
Spider plant, mate. Spider plant's the one.
If Ben can keep a spider plant alive, anyone can.
Anyone out there. That's maybe the bottom line,
yeah,
isn't it?
We'll be doing weekly, if not daily, checkups on Ben's spider plant.
Oh, no, we'll do weekly updates. Yeah,
for
Garrett's
sure.
alive and well, so it's time for a level 2 plant.
Yeah,
that's where we're at. But yes, there's also a green princess.
Yes, a green philodendron, green princess.
Love the name.
This is one for the studio. And yeah, just a beautiful little philodendron, which was really easy to care for too, likes a sort of shady spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will last forever in the studio, since you guys are getting good at looking after them.
Yeah, yes, we sure are.
Cut to topic. I was watering all the plants this morning.
He was.
Firstly, I should say, great for radio how we're talking about things that are visually in front of us. But the water drops on this plant encourage us to talk about the way that you water plants. And do you rock up to cafes and restaurants all across the city watering plants?
Yeah, that's what I do. Overwatering is only really a thing if the plant's sitting in water. Mm-hmm. So you don't want the soil to stay wet. You want the soil to go wet, dry. And as long as the source is not full of water, then you're pretty safe. Just make sure you go around after you've watered and check all the sources and make sure you're tipping all the water out.
Yes. No, there that needs to happen. I've messed up before. But good to know.
We will never forget again, that's for sure.
The other question I have is around how... I don't know how often to water plants. If I've got lots of them, then I'm going to water them all at the same time. But surely some plants require more water than others. So... What, am I just meant to water them all with varying levels at the same time? Or what about the plants that require the day and night compared to just the day, etc.? Does that make sense?
So, yeah. So, if you've potted them up right, if they're happy with the drainage in the pot that they're in, then I normally just pour water until the water covers the whole top of the soil. Pour water quite quickly and then let it drain through. And then as it drains through, it's going to... suck fresh air into the pot like a vacuum as the water's going through. So pour quite quickly till you cover the top and then let it drain through and then get rid of the excess water. And that's mint. It's done.
There we go. Thank you. Look at that. Because I would have no idea.
Now we know the process and we will keep every plant alive from now on.
Yes.
You guys had a market this week that just happened on the Sunday.
Yes.
The big Green Lane takeover of the wellness space in the Smith City Colombo car park. How'd it go?
It was great. It was great, guys. It was so much fun. Yeah. We had some really cool vendors as usual, but it was the first time that we'd taken them into this space.
And
we had about 80 Green Lane vendors, all sustainable little businesses taking over the welder in the Smith City space. It was a vibe. It was a great day out, and the weather couldn't have been better. We actually couldn't have asked for a better day. It was
Definitely, especially because there's been some, you know, colder and showery day. I mean, even the day before Saturday was kind of raining. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you guys struck gold with that Saturday.
Mother Nature showed out.
Yes,
good,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't really give us spoilers on the next market yet. It's a bit too soon.
We will do one in May. Wonderful. And we'll probably let you know next week.
Cool. Well, that is something to look forward to there. In the meantime, obviously, you know, people know you guys for markets and that's what we talk about. But what other things do you guys, you know, do and whatever that people should know about and get involved with? I feel like sometimes we don't talk about those as much as the markets,
So down at Green Lane, we're composting. We're a composting hub. And we're going to have compost for sale pretty soon, cool. Which is made from all the PLA packaging that we've been taking from the city and made from food scraps and all basically waste materials.
Mm-hmm.
Food scraps, coffee grinds and tree mulch is what we use for composting for the most part.
So cool.
So we're going to have that available soon. And we've got a few workshops coming up with the composting, so you can come and learn how we do it.
Nice.
And we are rolling our store and gallery at Green Lane on Southwark Street every Saturday. So cool. We've got a little collection of artists down there every Saturday. It's kind of a workshop type space where you can go and meet the artist and see what they're displaying. And yeah.
Fantastic. Super cool. Very fun. Very fun. And people can find out about all of this, dates and all that kind of stuff, on, I assume, the Facebook and the website, which are both Monstera and Men.
Or Green Lane. Greenlane.co.nz. Yep.
There we go. Fantastic. Well, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah, you've got it. Sorry, I'm still just so mesmerized by the fact that now I've got a whole other plant to take care of.
I know. Goodness me. You've given Ben both a gift and a responsibility, and we'll see how he handles that.
Yes, time will tell.
I have full faith in you, Ben. I'll be checking in. I'll be checking in daily. Ben will be checking in weekly. This plant's going to stay alive.
That makes two of us. Three of us. Thanks, Ben, for coming into the studio. As usual, a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.